Of course you're not old. Not for out there, he was quick to add. But for Los Angeles, he always pronounced it with a hard G and long E, Los Angeles. You're too old to play the ingenue and not old enough yet for those scenery-chewing Grand Dame roles. If you were Julianne Moore or, I don't know, Emma Thompson, you'd have far better offers to field. But you're not, so you don't. When life hands you lemons, Snookum, you squeeze those little yellow bastards and make yourself a white lady. I am a white lady, Darla said, aggravated. Although I wouldn't consider myself a lady. It's a cocktail. From the 20s? It's gin o'clock in Los Angeles, Darla, and I've been dry all morning. This time again tomorrow? Darla didn't feel like they'd hammered anything out, but Jean-Claude wouldn't hang on the phone much longer once he'd cued his exit, whether she pleaded with him or not. Her fingers were still sore from the cold, even though she'd been soaking them in warm water that had turned cool since she'd been on the phone, which was why she'd called in the first place, to get Jean-Claude to step in on her behalf like the bulldog he was. Fine, but I'm sending for my painting supplies. You do that, Snookum, he said dismissively, the cigarillo audibly clenched between his teeth. Ta! The line clicked. Darla dried her hands on the towel the production assistant had provided for her and hung up the portable phone. There was one more scene on today's shooting schedule, one that contained a somewhat complicated Steadicam shot, and they'd be losing light in a few hours. She put her gloves back on and looked at herself in the mirror. Hair and makeup had aged her up to play an old woman, and several times on set she'd gotten a glimpse of herself in a mirror or window pane and thought for a fleeting moment that she really was as old as living in Hollywood made her feel. She left the trailer, relieved by the fact that she wasn't over the hill, not really, and there was more to life than living role to role. There was painting, which she loved even if it didn't pay the bills. And soon she would have her oils and frames and paint-splashed overalls, singing and dancing to 80s pop music while creating art dictated by no one but herself. The set of this peculiar little horror thriller called House of Doors was an old farmhouse, which their art department had covered in doors gathered from garage sales, flea markets, estate liquidations, and antique stores from California all the way to New Hampshire. Over 70 doors had been screwed into the walls of the old house. Various shapes, sizes, and colors, some with glass panels, others with wrought iron stable doors, shuttered doors, and barn doors. They covered the old structure from the foundation to the apex of the roof, each one on hinges so they could open and shut as required. The premise was that each door led the protagonists of the film to different outcomes, sort of a riff on the butterfly effect from Ray Bradbury's A Sound of Thunder, with multiple reset points for the main characters. Darla starred as the sadistic old woman who owned the house, even though she was only maybe 15 years older than the 20-somethings who played the criminal couple on the run. It was an original screenplay, which was nice, considering all of the remakes recently released and in production, both of foreign horror films and old American movies. And it actually allowed her a bit of scenery chewing, despite Jean-Claude's assertion, though most of the heavy lifting, acting-wise, fell on the shoulders of the slightly younger leads. The rest of that day's shoot went fine, though the old farmhouse never got as warm as she wanted it to be, particularly considering the thin, grimy dressing gown they had her wearing, which was thankfully opaque enough she could wear thermal underwear beneath. After they wrapped for the evening, Darla took a cab to the hotel she'd been staying at on the main drag, which was only a block's walk from the Grand Theater. She thought she'd grab dinner at one of the nearby restaurants, get a bit of what Jean-Claude disdainfully called local color, then get to sleep early, as tomorrow would be an especially long day of shooting followed by an appearance at the theater. A towel wrapped around her after a long, hot shower that never quite removed the chill from her bones. She called ahead to the restaurant to be certain they'd have a table. Judging by how the girl on the phone acted, it might have been the first time she'd ever been asked for a reservation. Most of the cast and crew were likely eating in their rooms at the hotel or had driven to